Normally, being a little extra might be a bit much, but not when it comes to healthcare. That's why UnitedHealthcare's Health Protector Guard fixed indemnity insurance plans, underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, supplement your primary plan so you manage out-of-pocket costs. Learn more at uh1.com.
This is Vaccine 411, the latest coronavirus vaccine information for September 15th, 2021. The CDC released a new study that examined hospitalizations and deaths from COVID over more than 3 months and found the unvaccinated are more than 10 times more likely to be hospitalized and 11 times more likely to die. The study also found that as the Delta variant became more widespread, protection against initial infections fell slightly. Russian President Vladimir Putin went into self-isolation after people in his inner circle became infected. He himself has reportedly tested negative and is fully vaccinated with Russia's Sputnik V. And Czech President Miloš Zeman was hospitalized yesterday. His predecessor is also undergoing tests at the same hospital. With the newly released U.S. mandates, now the courts get to be health experts, advisors, and policymakers. A federal judge has temporarily blocked the state of New York from forcing medical workers to be vaccinated. This after a group of healthcare workers sued because the state's mandate does not even allow for religious exemptions. 4 U.S. military branches now have deadlines for when active duty, reserve, and National Guard service members must be vaccinated. For the Army, it's December 15th with a National Guard deadline of June 30th, 2022. For the Air Force, it's November 2nd with reserve personnel vaccinated by December 2nd. The Navy deadline is November 28th for active duty and December 28th for reserves. And for the Marines, it's November 28th with reservists vaccinated by December 28th. It's a pattern that's getting a lot harder to ignore. A fifth conservative radio talk show host has now died of COVID-19, with all five having died in the last 6 weeks. The latest was Denver's Bob Inyart, all publicly opposed and refused to get the vaccine. In the United States, cases were up 8%, deaths are up 36%, and hospitalizations are down 2% over 14 days. The 7-day average of new cases has been trending up since September 12th. There are 9,429,080 active cases in the United States. With not all states reporting daily numbers, the 5 states with the greatest number of daily deaths per capita are Florida, Mississippi, Louisiana, Arkansas, and Georgia. The top 10 counties with the highest number of recent cases per capita, according to the New York Times: Perry, Kentucky; Sequatchie, Tennessee; White, Tennessee; Warren, Tennessee; McMinn, Tennessee; Rockcastle, Kentucky; Clay, Kentucky; Bledsoe, Tennessee; Monroe, Tennessee; and Knox, Kentucky. There have been at least 663,923 deaths in the U.S. recorded as COVID-related. The top 3 vaccinating states by percentage of population that's been fully vaccinated: Vermont at 68.7%, Connecticut at 67.2%, and Massachusetts at 66.9%. The bottom 3 vaccinating states are Wyoming, unchanged at 39.9%, West Virginia at 40%, and Idaho at 40.2%. The percentage of the U.S. that's been fully vaccinated is 53.9%. What age groups are the most fully vaccinated in the United States? According to the Mayo Clinic, it's those 65 to 74 at 85.5%. Then comes 75 plus at 79.7%, age 50 to 64 at 71.5%, 40 to 49 at 62.9%, 25 to 39 at 53.8%, and 18 to 24 at 49.6%. In other words, the younger the American, the less likely they are to be vaccinated. Globally, cases were down 11% and deaths were down 9% over 14 days, with the 7-day average trending down since August 27th. There are 18,657,926 active cases around the world. The 5 countries with the most new cases: the United States, 142,059, Turkey, 27,802, India, 27,491, the UK, 26,628, and Iran 22,329. There have now been at least 4,647,792 deaths reported as COVID-related worldwide. For the latest updates, subscribe for free to Vaccine 411 on your podcast app or ask your smart speaker to play the Vaccine 411 podcast.
Sound that brands.
Hi, I'm Daniel, founder of Pretty Litter. Did you know cats tend to hide symptoms of sickness and pain? I learned this the hard way after losing my cat, Gingy. So I created Pretty Litter, a health monitoring litter that helps detect early signs of illness by changing colors, saving you money and potentially your cat's life. Pretty Litter is veterinarian developed, and it's the easiest way to keep tabs on your fur baby's health right at home.
Go to prettylitter.com and use code ACAST for 20% off your first order and a free cat toy. Terms and conditions apply. See site for details.
Tired of ads barging into your favorite news podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Stay up to date on everything newsworthy by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/newsadfree. That's amazon.com/newsadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.